USA Radio News.
Last night, the Republican Party defied history to expand our Senate majority while significantly beating expectations in the House. We did this in spite of a very dramatic fundraising disadvantage driven by Democrats' wealthy donors and special interests and very hostile media coverage, to put it mildly. The media coverage set a new record and a new standard.
President Trump at a press conference at the White House today after the midterm election results. The president also talked about Speaker of the House, or possible Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
She works very hard, and she's worked long and hard. I give her a great deal of credit for what she's done and what she's accomplished. Hopefully we can all work together next year to continue delivering for the American people.
Florida's Senate race between Bill Nelson and Governor Rick Scott is headed towards a recount. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
With an update on how things went in the Badger State, we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Democrats hold on to a seat in the U.S. Senate as Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin wins re-election over her opponent, Republican State Senator Leah Vukmir. Baldwin says she wants to work together as a country.
They sent a clear message in this election that they don't want politicians to play politics with their service and their sacrifice. They want us to respect it by working together across party lines to solve problems. That is what I have done as your senator, and that is what I'm going to continue to do.
And it looks like there will be a recount in the Wisconsin gubernatorial race, as Scott Walker is requesting a recount as he's trailing his Democrat opponent, Tony Evers, by 30,000 votes. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's meeting with officials from North Korea has been canceled. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
It's not known what the results of the midterm elections may have had on the cancellation of the talks that were to be held in New York and were designed to get the stalled negotiations to disarm North Korea back on track. North Korea's foreign ministry had issued a warning that Pyongyang would seriously consider restarting its nuclear weapons program unless the U.S. economic sanctions were lifted. The State Department announcement the meeting had been postponed and would reschedule when our respective schedules permit. I'm John Clemens.
Speaker of the House Mitch McConnell held a press conference today to discuss some of the midterm election results and how he feels Democrats and Republicans can work together on some issues.
Well, look, the health care system is still a pretty big mess. And it's obviously now going to have to be addressed on a bipartisan basis because the Democrats will control the House. And I don't think anybody's satisfied with the status quo. And the American people have given us divided government, which they've given us most of the time since World War II. They seem to like divided government. And I think the message is figure out what you can do together and do it. And I think health care is still a crisis and needs to be fixed.
In Arizona, the Senate race is still too close to call, with Congressman Martha McSally holding a slight lead over her Democrat opponent, Kyrsten Sinema. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.